In Belgrade yesterday, the city was filled with tensions reminiscent of an earlier era, the 1990s, a very violent time. Thousands tried to break up a gay pride march in Belgrade, clashing with anti-riot police. The outbreak was seen as a test of the Serbian government's commitment to protecting human rights. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Running battles lasted hours as hooligans and nationalist right-wingers hurled Molotov cocktails and bricks at police. Cars were set on fire, shops were looted, and a mobile breast cancer detection unit was destroyed. 5,600 policemen were deployed in four concentric cordons to keep marchers far away from rioters who were chanting death to homosexuals. Throughout the Balkans, societies have been slow in accepting gay rights. As the marchers with rainbow peace flags gathered, lawyer Mirko Tipković could not hide his disgust for homosexuality.
It's highly morbid.
Medicine says so. Psychiatry.
Psychologists and psychiatrists say it's morbid.
New age is total catastrophe.
Interior Minister Ivica Dačić said it's very worrisome that among the 6,000 well-organized rioters, more than one half were under 18. Radmila Stojanović, who came to show her solidarity with the marchers, said violence is a legacy of strongman Slobodan Milosevic.
This country has been at war, hating this nation, that nation, this group, that group, and it kind of perpetuates itself. When you develop that mentality of us and them, and we hate them and we fight them, then you in the end always find somebody who is unlike you to fight.
Under intense security, some 1,000 gay pride marchers were ushered into a park. There was a large contingent of foreigners, Western diplomats, and journalists. Many gays stayed home for fear of being recognized by their neighbors and employers. Ivana Howard of the National Endowment for Democracy says there are several factors here that encourage homophobia.
While politicians who themselves use hate speech, the church is playing a very, very negative role, portraying homosexuality as disease. So it is hard to expect of an average citizen to understand why this is important and why these citizens are have equal rights just like anyone else.
A woman who goes by the name of Kosmogina wore a t-shirt with the words, "Nobody knows I'm a lesbian."
It's very hard, it's very difficult to show feelings, to show relationships, holding for hands, kissing, it is dangerous.
The march was a brief walk around government buildings on empty streets secured by thousands of police flanked by armored vehicles. Dutch gay activist Frank van Dalen helped organize this first Serbian gay pride event in 9 years. In 2001, police stood by as hooligans beat many marchers to a pulp.
This is a small step, but it will take many years before every single gay and lesbian in this country can be out and open, proud in the pride.
The festivities were abruptly cut short when police ordered an immediate evacuation. Dozens of police vans, usually used to transport prisoners, were put at marchers' disposal. Locked inside the vans, in complete darkness, they were escorted to safety. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.